I'm Guy Lawrence at Riveting Stafford. I'm the body piercer and laser tattoo removal technician here.
So we've just stepped into the tattoo parlour. There's kind of beautiful chandeliers from the ceiling, that kind of velvet looking wallpaper, lots of glitter everywhere, lots of bright colours. You're on the high street in Stafford. It's a lot more at the forefront compared to perhaps it used to be traditionally more back street.
Yeah, they feel more welcome to come in.
Can we go and take a little look around,
yeah,
see what's happening?
So this is our reception area and we have two designers here, and then over here we've got our artist area.
There's one woman here who's having some tattoo on her back and somebody else that seems to be laid out flat in the bed, all looking quite calm at the moment.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, we try and make people feel relaxed. The music, especially in the background, relaxes people.
Well, one thing you've got in your hand here is a letter you've had from Stafford Borough Council.
It's a letter about the tattoo hygiene rating scheme. In about a month's time, everybody will be visited and we'll be given a rating on 1 to 4 based on certain criteria that we've got to meet.
What's your initial reaction to the idea?
Brilliant, Riveting, love the idea. Absolutely love it, because we already know we're there. We've got no issues and it's nice to see the councillor getting on board with something that's always been quite an underground business. And now it's being a bit more regulated, it's actually bringing it into the public eye, so it'll be more accepted as well.
How well has the industry coped without that kind of regulation before?
Any business is rogue traders anyway. Because it's so unregulated, there are going to be a lot more of them. For example, people doing it from home, people come scratchers, untrained, unprofessional, unclean.
Surely there's some particular health hazards as well.
It's not sterile for a start. Things in the air, you don't know if they've got pets running in their home, if they're smoking in their home, food lying around. It's an open wound at the end of the day when you get tattooed, so you could catch any number of diseases or infections, whereas in an actual professional studio it's sterile, so that's not happening. It can't happen.
But you're pretty confident then if an inspection happened here tomorrow, you guys would be happy that you'd be getting a good rating?
Oh, definitely, we'd have the top rating, guaranteed. A lot of people obviously focus first and foremost on stuff like how good the artist is at their job, but the last thing people are going to want is to see an amazing artist working in somewhere that's really unclean, because they might get a great piece of artwork, but it won't last when it gets infected.
I'm Jane, I actually live in Stafford.
So is this your first tattoo you're having done? How many do you have?
One on my ankle, one on my shoulder, one on my belly and one on my back.
The one you're having now is quite a large one down your upper left arm. What design is it? What you haven't done?
It's a phoenix. It's going to be a phoenix in flight.
Is it something that's particularly special for you?
Yes. It's a sobriety tattoo. I've been sober 8 years this year, so I wanted something to celebrate my sobriety, so a rising phoenix seemed to be appropriate.
Congratulations. You've come here today to have your tattoo done. Presumably you'll have gone through a process in choosing a parlour and deciding where you wanted to go.
Yeah, it's been quite a long process in finding somebody whose work I actually admired and liked, and finding a tattooist that I wanted to go to. I've been to quite a few over the years.
I imagine part of it is the design and the artist's skill, but there must also be a consideration for things like hygiene.
Yeah, my husband's a surgeon and I'm a nurse, so yeah, it is pretty good. But when you look at the tattoo parlours, places have to be regulated now anyway.
Would it make it easier though if there was a kind of scores on the doors?
I think so, yes. Yeah, a regulation system that is visible.
So how long have you got left lying in the chair for this to be finished?
Well, it's 7 hours today. I have another 7 hours in 4 weeks' time, and it's probably going to take more after that.
Tell me the truth, as somebody who's never had one, how painful is it?
It does hurt, but it's bearable. Some bits hurt more than others, but it's fine at the moment.